untouchable. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan, it's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit.
Think of my evaluation. It was okay. It was better.
Good.
Eric, it was better.
Better.
I'll give EP that. It was better than the first time he tried it, which was no freaking good.
Still got a little chest congestion going on, but,
okay,
but I'm working it out.
Illness as
I'm working it out.
Don't just take ownership of the fact.
It's the truth, though. It's the truth. It was an improvement.
You either do it good or you do it bad. Hey, there's only one guy that can do that, though, right? And he's on his way. He's making his way down the 696 corridor to the Palatial Palace that we have here, which I guess Palatial Palace would be a redundant term. But welcome to May Day. We're finishing up May Day 2014, May 1st. We're 4 days away from Cinco de Mayo. Too bad it's on a Monday. Everybody wants to have Monday parties. Hey, can you come to the Cinco de Mayo party? No. We're here from 7 to 10. What time are you old people finishing? I shouldn't be saying that. They're listening. Come around 9:30. We got to work the next day. Then why are you having it on Monday? Why don't you have it on Sunday? Why don't you have a uno, dos, tres, cuatro. A cuatro de party. A cuatro de mayo party. I actually had to go through that. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Okay. And I said, no, that's not Cinco de Mayo.
It's not Cinco. It's not the Independence Day.
I know, but still, you could have your party on the Sunday so I could go to the party on the Sunday rather than have it on the evening of the Monday when I can't go to the party on the evening of the Monday. You understand my dilemma? My lament? It is quite the dilemma. Well, speaking of Cinco de Mayo, next week is a huge week here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man here on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. We'll be starting our seventh week on the air here back at the original for the first time in 15 years. Because next week will be the first time we actually leave the studio. Bless you, did you sneeze? Was that a cough?
I told you I had that congestion, man.
Get the hell out of the room. Or keep it, wear a mask or something. Do this number. I don't need any of that.
I hit the cough button.
It doesn't matter if you hit the cough button. You're still going to, the germs will spread, and I don't want to get something.
So you wait to say something until we're on the air. I've been coughing for the whole past week.
I didn't even notice you were coughing.
Oh, come on.
I didn't notice you sitting in your little room there. How do I know what you're
Mark.
Doing? Come on. First time out since we've been back here, so we're looking forward to seeing the peeps. And I'm gonna bust it out at 7:05 or thereabouts. We're going to be at a bar called On the Rocks. It's in Madison Heights. If you don't know where it is, you take your 12-mile to John R., and you head south on John R. It's like right there. It's like just past 12-mile, south on John R., like a few couple parking lot entrances, and it's on the right-hand side. That's On the Rocks. It'll be Thursday, May 8th, right? Thursday, May 8th. That's Thursday, because today's Thursday the 1st. It's a big draft day party. We're on the air at 7. NFL draft first round starts at 8 o'clock. So you're good to go. You can get there, say hey, get the first hour under your belt, and then you go crazy. And then the Lions pick 10, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they move up. Maybe they move down. Right now they're slated to pick 10, which would be somewhere around, 15 minutes between each thing. So it'd be late. Even the number 10 will be somewhere, I would assume around 9 o'clock maybe, 9:15.
Gets later each year.
Seems like it does. We're going to give away Tiger tickets when the Tigers actually play baseball games because they're not playing again tonight since it's another scheduled off day. And they play the Royals starting tomorrow in a series on the weekend. But it's On the Rocks. Mark it down. It's next Thursday in conjunction with and in honor of the 2014 National Football League Draft, which I know is later this year. And if you don't know why it's later this year, it's because in New York City, Radio City Music Hall was being used when they originally wanted to do it in the normal, like, third weekend in April time period. They wanted to use Radio City Music Hall. It was already booked for something else. I think it's already the Rockettes or maybe the Nutcracker for Christmas is starting early this year. And they said, here's an idea. Since we can't do it then and we have to move it to May anyhow, let's just always move it to May. I don't know if there was any other real rationale behind why the draft is now in May as opposed to late April, but it seems a little too long now. Like, it should be moved up a bit. We've been talking about the draft too much, ad nauseum. Too much has been said, and it's too much time to talk about what, nothing's going to change other than what would have changed anyhow had the draft already taken place.
Speculation after speculation, that's all we can do.
Well, you know, it gives more time for the dudes like Sammy Watkins to do their tease tweets. Sammy Watkins has been tease tweeting. You know, your big receiver from Clemson, here's my air quotes, for the people watching us at ParkerAndTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, he's been tease-tweeting that there is a team amongst the top 10 that might be willing to move that way, upward, to draft his personage.
I thought he said outside the top 10, too.
Well, he's kind of wink-winking at the inside the top 10. But then he's kind of throwing out. That's what I'm saying. He's tease-tweeting.
Right.
It's not even. I'm coining a phrase. It's a tease tweet. It's a tweet tease.
He's keeping his name out there. Not like he needs to, but it's there.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand, because he's a young guy, EP, that he's causing various cities to have to, like, talk about it or to address the situation that could it be our fine football club?
Don't you think that's the point?
Yeah, but it's not going to help him. What's going to help him? He didn't get anything out of the deal. What does he get? I mean, he's trying to make the most money possible, and in this man's NFL draft now, the higher you go up, the more you're going to make, and with it not being the Bradford numbers or the Stafford numbers that changed the year that Cam Newton was drafted, you got to get all you can. I mean, don't forget, when Rob and I have talked about this, you know, quite a bit too, and people have seen it, but the difference between what Matt Stafford made and what Cam Newton made is about $50 million large. That's not chump change. That's not a difference of $3 or $4 million, which is still, you know, for anybody's book, would be great. That was $50 million.
Some serious loot.
Well, the package that Bradford and Stafford both got was in the $78 million range, mm-hmm. that first deal. You know, it's all about the guaranteed Chiefs.
Those are record-setting, weren't they?
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Still a record.
And they got to that point, the point that's always going to be the record.
Right, right, right.
Then the next year after the NFL went on its thing and they went, you know, had the entire summer, and we thought they might, who God knows, they cancel a game or two, and they didn't. They came to an agreement, and what came out of it? Cam Newton got about 22 large. Great deal for most human beings, no question. But in the NFL America, what Stafford and Bradford made, obviously, what Newton pales in comparison. So now if you're a Sammy Watkins or you're one of these guys that's, you know, hovering around into the top 10, one of these quarterbacks like a Blake Bortles or a Teddy Bridgewater or Johnny Football, Manziel, you kind of have to pump up the volume to see if somebody will bite in those early 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down to about 10. After that, you start, you know, the slide continues. The tiered level on what you're going to make starts to go down. Get to that second round, third round, forget about it.
Yeah.
Comparatively. I mean, I'm saying comparatively
right.
for what guys were making as recently as just a few years ago.
That was a joke, though.
Number here is 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. I'll tell you what, Rob's going to be here any moment. He was at his event over at Golfsmith. We'll check on what happened there. We got a bunch to do tonight, including a little Lakers-Pistons thing that I want to talk about with him. We'll get to what that's all about. It's too almost elongated for the moment, but it has to do with the Lakers now on a search for a coach. They already have a GM, whereas the Pistons obviously need a GM and a coach, and maybe an entire front office organization, Jimmy DeVellano. So we'll get to that, and maybe how Tom Izzo gets involved, or lack thereof of Tom Izzo again. The Sharks, talk about a tank. Talk about a shark tank. One of the greatest all-time choke jobs in the history of all-time choke jobs. You know what? Todd McClellan, who coached under Mike Babcock here, who's probably nervous about his job today, and had some strong words about his team's collapse to the LA Kings. Kings only the fourth team in NHL history to do what they have just done, which is come back from 0-3 down to win a series, and a first-round series at that. But Todd McLellan, you know, should he even keep a gig like that? But that's one of the all-timers. I mean, that's they should be playing that song, Gary, like that all day. That should be the San Jose theme song today. One more time, just if you're in San Jose, California. All right, look, let's do this, we'll do that, we'll do this. We'll tell you what day this is, too, because I know Rob likes that part, so I don't want to steal his thunder on that one. I don't want to steal the thunder. Oh, the other thing I want to bring up today, too, the BCS is officially gone, and they replaced it with something else, with an acronym. We'll tell you what it is, and all I want to know from the people who are really into college football and who clamored and had to have a college football playoff, because what they had now was just no good. You got to tell me how this is different, because I am not really seeing the division here. I don't see how this is much different than what you already had. Not really. I think it's
playoffs. Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Thank you, Jim Mora. All right, it's Sports Night with Parker the Man. We'll get things cooking as soon as he gets into the chair. EP was sitting in. Nice to have you in here, there, EP. I know you're happy to be on the webcam too. There, you're much better looking. 248-848-1130. No problem. Someone better be. Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan, and yeah, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
There you go, Hank Aaron, because of the 715th home run. This is 40 years ago since it happened. See, get it? 7:15. Milo Hamilton says 7:15. Now you know what time it is.
It's very, very easy. How you doing? Good evening, Mark Wilson.
How was your little time at the Golfsmith?
It was very, very nice. Met a lot of nice people. Boy, what a great store that is right there. Mark, you've been in that store. Had one issue, though. I want to thank everybody, though, for having me out, because it was really a lot of fun.
What's the issue?
Well, let's say thanks to Bonnie and Tim and Tony and just all the whole
Tony?
The whole crew there.
Your Uncle Tony.
It was very good. But, Mark, so there was a chance to win a sleeve of golf balls by having, like, the longest drive against me, you know, like, you know, the simulated drive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up there, I whack the ball hard three times. Boom! High, far off the mat. You know, like off the thing.
Do it like, what's his name says it? It is high.
It is high. It is far.
John Sterling. Donald Sterling?
John Sterling.
I didn't know Donald Sterling did play-by-play.
No.
That's why. Okay.
Okay, so I felt real good, right?
Right.
Didn't register.
What do you mean didn't register?
The simulated with the tells you how many yards you hit it. Didn't register.
Was it broken?
Was malfunctioning.
It was malfunctioning.
You ready?
Yes.
So the three best balls I hit, Mark, malfunction. They get it fixed. I get back up there. I can't hit the ball to save my life. Everybody's watching now.
So have you been holding this in since it happened?
Just like.
Did you tell anybody? Did you complain to
management? Yeah, I complained to anybody who would listen. I said, I hit the ball better. I just got screwed by the machine. As usual, the machine just screwed me. I'm sure people have said that before.
I thought it screwed the man, not normally the other guy. What happened to that? The man's going to get you. The man's going to have his problems.
It just was an issue. But anyway,
it wasn't in the cards for you today.
It was a fun event, and it's still going on, Mark, if you want to get the Golfsmith right there on.
For a while.
Till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, Golfsmith, the one that's on Rochester and
16 Mile, Big Beaver,
right, Big Beaver
Metro and Parkway, Quarton, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right over there in that area. All right, so we got a big show going on tonight.
Big show. Did you hear my thing? We just announced that we'll have our first appearance. We'll be at On the Rocks, Madison Heights, 12 Mile and John R. It's very simple. It's just off of 12 Mile. You take a right on John R., you go ahead south. It's on the right-hand side. You can't miss it.
Can't wait. Can't miss it. Next Thursday night, it'll be a lot of fun.
We have another one Friday that we'll tell you about as well coming up. But the one we start with is on Thursday. I've done shows at On the Rocks. I've actually done shows there. In fact, we did a national championship football show there in 13. And great crowd, great people. And they're making us some special footage that I'm sure you will like.
See, I thought, oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. You will be very pleased.
I thought that that was a Neil Diamond's place. Because I thought at first it was called
Love on the Rocks.
Love on the Rocks.
Ain't no big surprise. You pour me some drinks, it'll tell you my lies.
Love
That's
that.
My Neil Diamond.
Very nice. Is the chest on your hair showing like Neil Diamond?
On the boats and on the planes.
Okay, Mark, stop.
They come into America.
Okay, don't mock him.
I'm American Idol'd up, man. Don't get to me, man.
Don't mock him. He's one of the greatest entertainers ever.
They come into America. Hi, this is Neil Diamond. Don't look at me when I walk through the palace.
Brooklyn's
remember
on,
that
right,
thing?
Right. You couldn't look at him.
You weren't so, when Neil Diamond played the palace.
All the workers were told, do not look at Neil Diamond.
Do not engage his eyes.
Do not look at him.
Right.
Do not. They told him ahead of time.
You had to look down if Mr. Diamond was walking by.
That's so weird that they would put that request out. Was he shy or something?
Dude, it's like one of the most famous. We still remember
I know.
That was like 20 years ago.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he requested it. His people said, oh, by the way, Neil Diamond doesn't like when the workers look at him.
Right. Do not look at him. Right.
He doesn't want to engage. He's very focused on his show. He wants to stay in character. It's a character. Neil Diamond's a character. He's a caricature of himself.
Who does this guy remind you of? This Archer. Look at it, Mark. Look at this guy.
With the way he's dressed?
He's a smaller guy, and he has a pretty simple,
Well, he's got the weird socks going tonight. He's
right.
The pitcher for the Tampa Bay
he's
Rays.
He's already got signed to a 4-year. You know, they've
oh,
already
yeah,
signed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy's got some stuff.
He's got moxie pitcher. Going, right.
But he's not a very tall guy. Who do you think he looks
Coney,
like?
Coney. David Cone? No? Coney?
I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see David Cone in him.
I see a little Cone because Cone wasn't a big guy. I do. I see a little bit.
I wouldn't have gone there.
Okay.
With David Cone. What else is it today?
It is also a TV theme song Thursday.
Oh.
It's the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Is that right? Is that wild? Is that crazy, Gary?
That's right.
That is nuts, Gary.
With starring Johnny Carson and the NBC. Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra. And now.
Hey!
No, but there's more to it. There's other words that I don't. How come I can't remember?
From Hollywood. It's The Tonight Show.
Starring Johnny Carson. Tonight's guest, right?
Johnny welcomes. Usually it's Johnny Welcome.
Johnny Welcomes.
Now, you never saw the Carson Tonight Show, is that correct?
Oh.
I mean, in person, in Burbank.
Yes.
You did go.
Yes.
Remember how it starts? The people didn't know how Johnny used to do the show, and Fallon does it similarly. 5:30 live to tape.
Right.
Ed would come out for about 5 minutes to warm up the crowd, and he would be telling some jokes. And literally, when the clock, Freddie DeCordova was in the corner, when the clock struck 5:30 exactly, they would just start it. Da, 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 that would start. Doc would start. Very small studio.
Very small. And the desk was so little. When I went, I couldn't believe it. I went in the 80s. You know what I mean, when I was in college.
I went to see him his last year, but I saw him 5 times in my life. I got to the Carson show and always had Johnny. But that's what they do. They warm up the crowd, and they go live to tape.
But at one time, Johnny was off all the time, Mark. I mean,
that's why I was lucky to get him 5 straight times. I couldn't believe it.
You know, I mean, everybody hosted The Tonight Show.
And as opposed to Letterman and Kimmel and even Fallon, what they used to do is have a guest host.
Now they have reruns.
There was reruns.
But in the old days, there was never a rerun.
I don't think Johnny ever reran a show.
No.
He always had a David Steinberg or Joan
Bill
Rivers.
Bill Cosby used to be on there, Joan Rivers, a
David
lot of
Brenner,
guys.
Who just passed away.
Yes.
Used to be a huge host of The Tonight Show, guest host of The Tonight Show.
Filling in. All right, 248-848-1130 is the number.
It was funny. David Spade was on Fallon last night, and his first appearance ever on The Tonight Show was with Carson. That's how far back David Spade goes.
Wow.
And they showed it on Fallon last night.
He must have looked like a little boy,
like
didn't he?
Like a child.
I know. I was going to say
like
he had to.
Like a kid was on with Johnny that night. And because Spade was a little miffed. Because he didn't get the wave from Johnny to come over to the couch.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Martin Short was already on the couch or was sitting there. But Johnny said, that's a funny kid.
And that was
that
it.
That is a funny kid. That's all he said in the yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes he would wave people. That was
He'd
a big deal.
Over.
Oh, Johnny wants to talk to that
if you
guy.
You got the wave to the couch, you knew you were in. Like yep. Roseanne always says, that what made her career was when Johnny waved Roseanne over to the couch. Made her career.
Not everybody got the cat.
No,
got
the wave. But he would give you one of these if he still thought you were good. He'd give you a little, The high sign.
The high sign.
Which we're doing right now on ParkerTheMan.com.
All right, Mark. So
we didn't even do the thing. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
We did not do that.
Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who was very sad to see Alan Mulally step down as Ford CEO on July 1st. But he knows he'll be very happy, Mulally, in his new job as Detroit Lions backup quarterback. Take that, Dan Orlovsky. I could have gone kicker, but I went backup quarterback with Mulally. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson, EP, who I heard do the Good Evening Detroit.
How do you do?
Still got to work on a little bit.
How did it sound in the car?
Not bad. It was sounding good. Sounded good. And, of course, Gary, our engineer, and who we got, Nick, and Scott, our video streaming minion today.
Sarah's here.
Where?
Sarah's here somewhere.
Is she here? Oh, Sarah's here, too. Oh, there you are. Hi, Sarah. I didn't see you when I walked in. Sorry about that. And Sarah. So there's the crew, Mark. So much to do, so little time on this TV theme song Thursday. If you have a request, you can give us a call on that, too. We'll take a couple of requests as well. You know, this is one of our favorite days.
Look, I wanted to start with this. The thing that bothers me the most today, although can I just do one really, maybe I shouldn't, one quick Sterling thing? Let me just bring this up because I spent a lot of time today doing this. The people that don't get the difference between the NBA charter and real life.
Just stop. Oh, God.
Okay? Let me just, real quick, I don't want to make this a big deal, but the NBA franchise charter is nothing more than a contract. Okay? It's not real life. They can amend laws. They're bylaws. They're bylaws by them. They're not real laws. So anything that happens amongst in the bylaws isn't what can happen in what we call, and because someone said to me, well, Donald Sterling got screwed and all this stuff, okay? I actually had that today. Rob, I can't take it, okay? But listen to me. I said, well, isn't it funny? Because he does have a recourse. And they said, he does? What is that? It's called the United States Judicial System. Believe it or not, the United States Judicial System supersedes a club's contract. I know it's hard to fathom. And by the way, the man himself is a contract law attorney.
Exactly.
Who went to the law school that I got accepted to. He actually graduated from the Southwestern School of Law in Los Angeles, which is where I had applied a long time ago and actually got accepted to when I was going to be a lawyer one day. That worked out well. Give me a little Ford there, Gary. I mean, I was going to be a lawyer. And I know you're saying right now, boy, if you'd only been one, I wouldn't have to bother with you right
Unbelievable.
Now. Unbelievable. So understand that this is far from over. Because there is something called the United States Judicial System. Thank you for
your
but
time. Normally they don't get involved in.
No, they don't. But you can sue anybody you want.
You can sue
country.
Anybody can sue anybody, but
anybody can sue anybody.
Trust me, Mark, when they drew those papers up, they had to make sure that there were situations
but
like that.
But they can't supersede the laws of the land
at
any time.
Of course not. So there you go.
Okay, so now the other thing that got to me today, and I watched it last night. I watched the end of the Sharks and the Kings. And here we go. San Jose, you know, all of a sudden pulls their goalie. They're down 3-1, and the Kings score twice. It's over. The Los Angeles Kings have just won 4 straight games against San Jose. And we've heard about it for years, haven't we? The next up-and-coming team is going to be the San Jose Sharks. They've never gotten to
That's
the promised land.
That's 2 years
land.
In a row. And then they...
Yes, but they've always... It's been 10 long years of the Sharks are this good. I just made a big deal when you weren't here. It was Monday. I said, the most underrated player in the National Hockey League is Patrick Marleau. Of the San Jose Sharks, because you never see him. He plays on the West Coast. His entire career has been with San Jose. He's got 450 goals or something. He's the quietest 450 goal scorer in the history of the game. You never hear about him. He scores clutch goals, does this all the time. I'm making a big deal about Patrick Marleau, and boom. San Jose goes down like a box of rocks.
They are who we thought they were.
Thank you.
Very
Gary.
Nice,
Dennis
Gary.
Green.
Very nice.
Can I have that one more time, please?
They are who we thought they were.
Right on target. I like it. I didn't even know we had Dennis Green in the system. So the coach of the San Jose Sharks is Todd McClellan, who worked under Mike Babcock here with the Wings. I mean, he was a Wings assistant coach. And all I could think of was, Todd, been fun. You cannot be allowed to return when you have that kind of epic fail.
Even though, and we talked about in a pre-show discussion,
our pre-show meeting.
Exactly.
Which went lengthy today.
Just more, sometimes.
Hours on end.
It's stupid to have an 8-hour meeting and a 4-hour and a 3-hour show.
I know. It's crazy.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
We bring in food twice.
Doesn't make any sense. And two bathroom goes.
Two bathroom goes.
Goes, is that bathroom goes?
Two bathroom goes. All right, look, we'll talk more about this.
The Lakers and their whole thing. And
speaking of epic fails.
Talking about a franchise that's gone astray. I mean,
Awry,
whatever you want to call it. It's just all there. I'm telling you. All right, but we'll do that.
This has got to be one of the all-timers, though. The Sharks lose it to the first round. One of the all-timers. It's only the fourth time it's ever happened in NHL history. Oh, we'll get into that. 248-48-1130. Do your Sam's thing and let's move it along.
All right. It's time for Rob Park, I should say, for Sam's Alterations. Hey, Mark.
Yes?
You think you're the man?
No.
No. Sam is the man.
Yes, sir.
Especially when it comes to alterations. Mark, you know, you see me on Channel 4 with a nice suit. I go to Sam's, located right there on 12 Mile and Southfield Road. In Lathrop Village, Mark does a great job. Men, women, children, whatever you need. Cuffs, you need your pants taken in, let out. Whatever you need done, Sam will take care of it. Pick up the phone. You can call 248-552-9950. It's Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam.
All right, sports wrap next, 248-848-1130. One of the biggest choke jobs in the history of sports, and Todd McClellan's going to pay the price, I happen to think.
And what are the biggest choke jobs, speaking of this one? I mean, what's your all-time when you think of a
team?
Put
on your choke job thinking cap?
Yes. I mean, a choke job that even would probably choke Linda Lovelace. That's how big of a choke it was.
Come on, man. And by the way, Todd McClellan, just to let you know, John Tortorella got fired today, and he didn't even...
1 year.
1 year and out with Vancouver, and they usually give guys time. So you've had your time. I hate... It's the first thing I thought of. Sports Night with Parker the Man. As I said, sports wrap next on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.